Is your appetite sometimes out of control? Are you unable to stop eating even when you're full? Download our new Intelligent Medicine video, Defensive Eating, Taming Your Addiction to Food. There's a physiological basis for food addiction. The food industry has gripped our brains using powerful food science. Find out what we can do about it. Go to DearHoffman.com to download this important video. We will arm you with proven strategies to change your eating behavior forever. Go to DearHoffman.com.
Good day and welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I am nutritionist Layla Mudin of the Hoffman Center. As you've probably heard about me already from Q&A with Layla, and Dr. Hoffman has also talked about the work that we do together at the Hoffman Center, seeing patients every day. This is my inaugural podcast, and I'm very happy to be with you. So what is the point of having my own podcast? Well, we've gotten many different questions and requests, and the popularity of Q&A with Layla has been such that it seemed like a good idea to start my own podcast. So here I am. And audience, you will let me know. So there will be many relevant topics during my podcast, and they will relate to your health, any relevant scientific news that may be compelling or merit some scrutiny. Because you know the media and all of its hype and sensationalism and being driven by ratings, we have to kind of dispel any myths that may be occurring there. And, you know, we're left holding the bag often, Dr. Hoffman and I, to undo any damage that is done by the media and their headlines. So I'm here to look at the latest news, to unravel certain concepts for you in what that news may be in health and medical information, nutrition information particularly. And I'm also here to take your questions. So I would invite you, if you have a question or a topic that you think is worthy of discussing here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, please email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And I will see about answering the question or taking on that particular topic to the best of my ability. Now, I'd like to start today talking about a few things, a few tips, but one question that I get very, very often, and I get a very pensive look from a patient, a client, somebody who maybe listens to Dr. Hoffman on the radio or to podcasts, what is a leaky gut? And really, is leaky gut real? Because I will often hear someone say, when I ask my doctor about leaky gut, he or she often looks at me bemused, like, oh, there's really no such thing. That's just a lot of hype. That's all about what the alternative medicine practitioners are talking about and everything, and it really doesn't exist. You know, have you had a colonoscopy? Everything is fine. Your gut is fine. You don't have a leaky gut. Well, It is much more complicated than that, actually. As a matter of fact, amongst integrative practitioners, we now believe, beyond hypothesis, we now pretty much believe that many autoimmune conditions, as well as many of our chronic diseases, may begin with a leaky gut. My emphasis on autoimmune conditions. And let's talk about what a leaky gut is. Within the small intestine, we have very tight junctions on the brush border surface, the epithelium of the small intestines. These cells lining the small intestines, they fit very tightly together. And what happens in a leaky gut is that these cells, the lining of the small intestine becomes damaged. And the cell lining becoming damaged can create gaps between these cells, and they become wider, whereas then partially digested food particles can slip on through. This, hence, is called a leaky gut. So what's causing a leaky gut? Come on, what's going on here? Well, things like food additives in our foods, environmental toxins. Now, I don't know anyone who is not exposed to either of those. pesticides in our foods. Let me tell you something. There is even some small pesticide residue even in our organic produce and foods. Yes, why? Because even in organic farming, there is still runoff from the nearby commercial farms. So it's when things are in a tightly knit closed area, I mean, you're talking about the same shared space over, say, the Midwest, there is going to be runoff from regular commercial farming that may be next door to organic farming. So there will be, you know, exposure. What else can cause a leaky gut? Food allergens, medications, drugs. Maybe there are certain medications that you're taking. Certainly antibiotics can cause a leaky gut. Now, what happens with leaky gut? Other things that can cause leaky gut, candida overgrowth, especially candida albicans. And what can cause the overgrowth of candida? It could be it's much more simple, actually. Candida overgrowth can simply be caused by stress. This is actually shown in the scientific literature, particularly amongst women. Candida overgrowth can also be caused by use of oral contraceptives, a high sugar, high refined carbohydrate diet, alcohol use, antibiotic use as well. Antibiotics are notorious for causing candida overgrowth. And this is what leads to dysbiosis. Dysbiosis meaning bacterial overgrowth in the gut, fungal overgrowth. All other types of dysbiosis can be parasites, can be infections. These can lead to symptoms of irritable bowel. You've heard of irritable bowel syndrome. So when we have bacterial overgrowth in the gut, oftentimes antibiotics are prescribed. This then becomes a vicious cycle because those antibiotics are causing further intestinal permeability or leaky gut, further dysbiosis, and then more use of more antibiotics or even more anti-inflammatory drugs. Chronic use of the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are also notorious for causing a leaky gut. So, what do we do about this? First of all, there is a test. There is the intestinal permeability test. It's a urine test. It can be done by nutritionists. It's a matter of hooking up with a nutritionist or another integrative practitioner who can do that test for you to determine the extent of any leaky gut if it does exist. And what are some of the things that we do to help to repair a leaky gut? We're talking about the introduction of healthy, unadulterated foods. We're talking about vitamins and minerals, good fats such as coconut oil that can be very antimicrobial, antibacterial, the use of digestive enzymes, beneficial bacteria, probiotics, prebiotics. Oftentimes we won't add prebiotics until we've removed some of the offending bacteria that already exists in the gut that's causing the leaky gut. Also, any exposure to food allergens will also cause a leaky gut. So the removal of food allergens, stopping use of NSAIDs, antibiotics, stopping alcohol, eating a very clean diet, organics, even with their slight residue, okay, removal of any food additives, preservatives, limiting as much as you can your exposure to environmental toxins. This is also helpful in helping to repair a leaky gut. So we remove what's offending the gut. So it's really the three R's. Remove, and then we repair. And how do we repair? We re-inoculate the gut with beneficial bacteria. We add glutamine, which can help to repair the gut. Healthy fats such as coconut oil. We add other nutrients like zinc, vitamin A, antioxidants. These can help heal the gut. Even nutrients like glucosamine besides L-glutamine. We would also add B vitamins, glutathione, and essential amino acids such as taurine, glutamine, arginine, ornithine, and others. So all of these are essential to repair a leaky gut. And the last star is actually re-inoculate. I did mention that during the repair, but that's really when we would add probiotics. So repair, remove, repair, and re-inoculate the gut. This is how we help with a leaky gut. Now, hopefully that covers a lot of what goes on with leaky gut for you. If you want more information or if you feel like you have leaky gut, make an appointment with a qualified practitioner near you. I think that's always a good idea. Before I sign off today, I also want to talk just a little tip for when you go to the gym. You want to make sure that after you've finished your workout, that you don't then go to the counter at your gym where they may offer you a smoothie or muscle milk or some other kind of concoction or beverage that may be full of sugar or high fructose corn syrup or other kinds of artificial sweeteners or a smoothie that contains a lot of fruit. Why? Because by having anything sweet like that, you're going to put yourself right back in fat storage mode. And the initial idea of going to the gym at all is to help put you in a fat burning mode, right? But when you finish your workout, you really want to avoid sugar and any refined carbohydrates for the next 3 to 4 hours after your workout, because doing so will put you back not only into fat storage mode, it will also repress your secretion, your production of human growth hormone. We need human growth hormone for our vitality, for our youth, to stay healthy as we get older. So the avoidance of sugar, even fructose, even that banana you've been told to eat to replace your glycogen, you know what? Maybe you don't want to replace that glycogen. The reason? Glycogen is step one in fat storage. It's step one of getting you back into fat storage mode. Now, if you're an elite athlete, if you're a marathoner, if you're a triathlete, you know, one of those, you're at the gym 3 hours a day, that's a whole other scenario. You want to and you need to replace your glycogen. But that's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking the regular person who goes to the gym 3 to 5 or 6 days a week for 30 minutes to an hour, and you know, you do your workout. Afterwards, you want to avoid the sugar, avoid the refined carbohydrates. But what I would recommend you do within the next 45 minutes to an hour after you're finished at the gym is go eat a good meal. Go eat a steak and a salad. Go eat some chicken and broccoli. Go eat a nice piece of salmon and some salad. That's what you want to do. That will introduce the amino acids from the protein to help rebuild and repair the little micro tears in the muscles you just, you know, that just occurred with your exercise. So that's your tip when you go to the gym. This is Layla Mutin of the Intelligent Medicine Broadcast. Podcast, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.